Are you ready to excel? Excel with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Live. We'll explore topics from family, religion, finances, health, healing, and transformation. Dr. Gina's platform is your springboard to excel. Transformation is just a chat away. Let's talk about it, family.
Good morning. This is Dr. Gina. I am so happy to say Happy New Year 2016 to everybody. I know you guys are excited and ready to just jump off this year with great expectation. I am definitely with you. I am cheering and rooting for you all to just achieve every goal that's been set. And so it brings me to say, okay, New Year's resolutions. Let's talk about that for just 1 second. I'm so glad to be here to just, you know, go into 2016 with all of you, because I know that since Dr. Gina's radio chat has been on air since 2015 in September, we have like really grown. We have been encouraged. We have iron sharpened iron. We have been motivated. We've had some wonderful guests, and God is just excelling this show even on another level. And so I'm just truly excited to be sharing these moments with all of you, because you were there from the very beginning. And I appreciate you all telling your friends and your families to tune in and to listen and be a part of this movement, I like to call, that God is doing. We're reaching everybody. I'm just so in awe at how many people and how many people in numbers, but how many people just generally is really tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And I couldn't do it without you, and especially without God leading us. So I just appreciate you so much. But let's talk about New Year's resolutions for a second. I want to encourage you all to not make another New Year's resolution. I would like to encourage you to pick up where you left off in 2015 and just move forward. Make this year be in your mind that you are going to start and you are going to finish. That you are going to start and you are going to finish. That means not start over. Just pick up where you left off and keep it moving forward. Because I don't want you to be discouraged, again, if you fall short or if you put it down. Motivate yourself to say that this year I'm going to finish. Because once you put it in your mind, this is a New Year's resolution, and you got your whole motivation on 1,000 at the beginning of the year, and then all of a sudden in February or March, you just fall off. I'm talking about diets. I'm talking about saving money. I'm talking about your credit. I'm talking about your, you know, being forgiving. You know, I'm talking about all of that. So I want to motivate you to just keep in your mind that 2016, you are finishing. It's not a new anything. It is that I'm finishing what I started. So I wanted to encourage you with that. And also, I wanted to share with you that we are doing a new segment, and it's called If the Truth Be Told. So I put it on Facebook yesterday on social media. I started off with wanting to talk about being messy boots. And I started off saying how, you know, we are in the kingdom and we're doing the work of the kingdom, or, you know, we have a great job, we're in school or whatever, have a great family, a great marriage or whatever, etc. And then all of a sudden, we get into the fact that we start getting messy with things. So I want to talk about that and give you some examples as the Lord had given them to me. He had given me and shown me Moses, David, Noah, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. And so with Moses, I'm not going to go through the scriptures or anything, because these are scriptures and stories that we've heard for years and years and years without even anybody even reading the Bible. If you've gone to church any time in your life, you've heard these stories. But you can look at them in Exodus, the New Testament, Matthew's, the book of Matthew's. But I want to start off with Moses. Moses had an assignment to lead millions of Israelites out of captivity. And so the Lord had given him this assignment and he accepted the call, but he let the frustration of the people distract him. And so he wasn't obedient to God. He did it. He hit the rock the first time, and then the Lord told him to strike the rock the second time and speak to the rock the first time, and the second time time, he was told to, he was told to strike the rock the first time. And then the second time he was supposed to speak to the rock, but he allowed the frustration that he had towards the people keep him from obeying God, which led him to not go to the promised land with the people that were set free. Another example is David. David was a warrior. He killed Goliath and so many other enemies on all these territories, but yet he got greedy, messy. He wanted Bathsheba, and so he ended up killing her husband so he can have a marriage with her. And then with Noah, Noah was called to do a great assignment with building the ark. He did everything the way God told him, all the way to the very detail, but yet he got messy on the boat, got drunk, and exposed himself. Then we talk about the mother of Zebedee's sons. She asked Jesus, could both of her sons sit on the left and the right of Jesus? Which actually Jesus ended up telling her, there's no way that I could make that decision. That's only a call for God. And I'm paraphrasing all of this. And yet the messiness began because the other 10 disciples got irritated because of the nerve of her asking for these two young men to sit on the left and the right, where everybody wanted to be a part of that and sit on the left and the right, not knowing the cost. Another example that God had given me, and I just want to share this, is that when I was just driving this morning, and I actually was just, it just came to me. Another way that we get messy is when we are on assignment for God, most of us will try to end up procrastinating, or we'll end up, you know, just not obeying overall. And so God had put it in my heart that when we begin to do something, once the enemy comes up against us and tell us that we can't do it, that we're not good enough, you don't have enough, what makes you think you could do that, then we want to take ownership of that very thing that God intended for us to do and commanded of us. We want to take ownership of that and then begin to be motivated by the negative words of the naysayers instead of being motivated by what God had initially told us to do and doing it out of obedience. So God was saying it begins to become messy when we start being motivated. Like people say, let your haters motivate you and all of that. Your motivation should always come from God. Your motivation should always be the desire to please him and to trust him and allow him to develop you. Because once you be motivated by the naysayers, then you begin to start moving ahead of God, becoming anxious. And then when things don't work out the way you think that they should, when they should, because you're looking for some kind of approval from the naysayers or some kind of validation from the naysayers, then you begin to do stuff out of God's will. And this is when the enemy comes in and plays on you emotionally and discourages you, disappoint you, and even some of us will be left hopeless. So when I bring all of this together, messy boots is just the fact that when you start becoming messy, allow God to reveal to you exactly where your flaws are. Some of you already know. A lot of you say, this is just the way I am. This is how I've always been. My mama was like that, or whatever. This is a season right now for you to surrender and submit totally to God. And those areas that you are uncertain about, that are not pleasing to God, those things that you have reasoned and rationalized with for all these years and become numb to the conviction, okay? This is a season for you to literally say to the Lord, listen, I want to do what is pleasing unto you. I'm tired of the yo-yo, the back and forth. I'm tired of the roller coaster. I want to enjoy the ride with you. I want to have peace in my soul, no matter the ups and downs, whatever the pressure, whatever the pushing, whatever the process, I want to submit all to you. Those areas that I don't know, reveal them to me. And this way you will become a child of God of excellence, not perfect, but just your motivation will always be to please God. And I can tell you, it's so tempting to want to show them. I just want to show them. They don't think that I can do it. They don't think that I have the gift to do it. People have given up on me. In this business, many people have given up on me. Ministry does evolve into some sort of business. I just want to let you know that you have responsibilities. And just like with Moses and David and Noah and even with Jesus walking this earth, we have responsibilities. And we always have to look to Jesus to be our example when we are in business, because ministry does incorporate into business. You have to have order. You have to have the help. You can't do it by yourself. You have to have the leadership skills to be able to delegate. And that's from the highest position to the middle position to the lowest position. You will always have somebody that is watching you or someone that you are over. It doesn't even matter. And anytime that you may feel like you are at the beginning stages, you are still looking towards promotion, which is also preparing you for the responsibilities of delegation and running a system. That is a business. And so I'm very excited to say that we will have a segment on starting on the 23rd of this month. Pamela Lou Hing, she was one of my guests in 2015. She will be doing a 5-minute segment to help you guys take the 12 steps all year. She'll be on once a month, and she'll have 5 minutes to be able to teach you how to run a business. Whatever God has placed in your heart, whatever your gifts or your talents in that passion is, how you can run a business, start a business, build a team, and so this, and how you can invest yourself into this new season and develop into a higher level. This is just an opportunity, a new opportunity for you this year in 2016 to become more, to become greater, to increase, to excel, and to be just to be at the top of your game. So I want to motivate you to do that and just check yourself with messy boots. Check yourself if you got messy boots, if you're gossiping, if you are backbiting, if you are manipulating. All of this is messy. If you're getting frustrated, if you hold grudges, have an attitude, messy. If you're messing around with somebody's spouse, if you're messing around and doing things you know that you shouldn't be doing. And I mean from the things that are hidden, that's messy. Always know that your position, somebody is connected to your position. You are kingdom builders, and somebody will be affected by your downfall or your uprising. So I want to encourage you that to remember that. So whenever you, not making resolutions, but to finish, get back up and begin to finish what you started, and realize there are people waiting for you to reach your destination in this season. It's affecting all of us when you're out of place. So I want to encourage you about that. And just know that God is going to continue to lead you and guide you. So that's the end of If the Truth Be Told. I just wanted to let you know, I got to keep it real with you, that I'm always going to be transparent, and I'm just excited to share this journey with you. Also, I don't want you to forget today's show. We got Delisa. She's coming on, the celebrity photographer. We got Joe, the celebrity consultant. He's going to be on with us. We got the world-renowned recording artist Angie Stone is going to be joining us. Woo, I'm so excited about every last one of our guests. I am so in awe of what God is doing, y'all. And guess what? You've been a part with me from the very beginning. If God can trust you with little, He will advance you to much.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
All right, welcome back. Okay, I'm so excited to welcome my dear friend and photographer to the celebrities. Oh, I just love it. Her name is Delisa. Delisa, welcome.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
I am so blessed to have you on. First of all, let me thank you personally and in front of everyone for just accepting the invitation. I'm so glad to have you here. You know, I love you to pieces and back together again. Just such a sweet spirit, such a professional, and I've just seen you grow so. I'm just so glad that you're here.
Thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. Delisa, so, I mean, you have grown into a celebrity photographer. I've seen you just grow through the years, and we've talked about this, but the listeners need to know. I mean, how long have you been into photography?
February of this year, it'll be 5 years. I've been doing photography, and I also do graphic design, and I've been doing that for like 10 years now.
Wow. So you do the graphic designs for your pictures. You actually do that yourself.
Yes, I do everything. Everything, branding, logos, everything.
Well, that is exciting, you know, because a lot of photographers, they actually pay out to do that. So to know that when you come to you, when someone is interested in a photographer and they want the bells and whistles, it's coming from you personally. You are the direct contact for all of the creativity, and that's really good. So how did you go from graphic design into photography? Does that just kind of automatically happen, that passion, or was that just something that you just said? I mean, how did that happen, come about with photography for you?
Well, I went to school for graphic design. So when I went to school for graphic design, I graduated, had like a really, really nice job. But unfortunately, I got laid off from that job. And I was so distraught because at that job, I did so well. I got along with everyone. And I thought this was the job. This is the job I was going to grow into. It was something that even my parents told me, like, stay at a job for 20 years. You get rewarded. You get tired and everything. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. And so when I got laid off, I had two choices. I had a choice to cry about it and be discouraged and say, well, maybe I'm not a good enough designer, maybe I'm not a good enough photographer, or maybe I'm just not good enough, period. And I chose to, you know, cry for 1 or 2 days, and then after that, I picked myself up, and I was like, what do I really want to do? Because this is the best opportunity to do anything that I want to do regarding of anything that I was passionate about. And so I started doing photography, and I started to photograph my friends and family, just pretty much anybody that will allow me to do photography. And just over the years, I developed a client base because once I did, you know, one of my friends' pictures, they posted on Facebook or on social media outlets, and they just loved everything that I did. And so more and more people start contacting me. And then at first, I was just doing it just for fun, just to kind of occupy my time. But later on, what happened was, I started to meet people who had different journeys, different stories. And then what I realized is that, you know, a lot of my clients, they all have different needs. And so I'll have a client that they're not confident in themselves. So maybe they wanted a personal trainer. And so then I was able to connect another one of my clients to another client that needed more clients in terms of personal training. So I was able to connect people and bring them together. So I ever since then, I was like, this is what I really love to do. I love photography. I love graphic design. I currently do work as a graphic designer for full time, but I also kind of sort of work as a photographer full time when it comes to like working with clients and doing all the editing and photo shoots and whatnot. So that's pretty much like my journey in terms of getting into photography and remaining in the design field.
You know, Delisa, it's just something amazing about what you said that people just simply don't understand. And this is why I love this show so much and just how God, the format that God has set, because it's a repetitive thing that we all, the guests, myself, and even you today are saying. It's consistency and it's work. It's just not just starting something and giving up. It's not just coming up with an idea and sitting on it. It's believing and allowing yourself the time to pour into yourself to do what you're passionate about. Do you would you think that if you didn't go fully fledged into this, that and you just had a regular, you know, 9 to 5 that didn't even involve this creativity, do you feel like it would have frustrated you a little bit?
Definitely, because I did try to go back into a field that was not anything design wise. And one thing about me, ever since I was a little girl, I used to paint, draw, and win so many awards. So it was always in me. And unfortunately, growing up, you know, my parents, they liked that I did art, they liked that I was creative, but they would much prefer me, and still to this day sometimes, prefer me to go into nursing or medicine or something more practical. But I think for me, like, I had to be something creative. I had, like, even to this day, there is no other option. And I'm not going to sit on it, and I'm not going to just have these ideas and not try it out, because everything is worth a try. I don't personally think that God puts anything in our heads just for us to sit on it. He actually wants us to grow, nurture it into its full potential. And I think a lot of times, you know, talking to people about their dreams, they're kind of like, well, I like doing this. And I'm like, turn your like to love, because you never know if you really, truly love something until you try it. And if you try and fail, you didn't lose anything. At least now you know what you don't like. But if you try and you succeed, then you have something there. Then you have something to move forward with. Then you have something to bless people with.
Exactly. That's the key thing. And that's what I opened up for the 2016, the first show, is just really knowing that it's a blessing for other people. You have truly been a blessing to a lot of people, even at the very beginning of your photography, because you gave professional pictures, even just starting out. And I know that the prices have grown since then, but just think of the people who were blessed at that very beginning stage that probably would have never had a professional photo session ever before. I mean, because you were actually my first professional photo session was with you. You were my very first photo session. And I will never forget it, because God had put it in my spirit that I needed to get some photos done. And it was just so simple. Janet Lugo, actually, my real estate business partner, she was the one that referred you to me. And I just asked her, I said, did you know anyone? I think I just mentioned it, but God had just put it in my spirit. You need to start taking photos. Never knowing 6 months later that I would be going into promoting the book, which had already been, you know, published. Never knew that it would, that I was going to use these photos for any of the market. I mean, it was just, it's just how God does things. And I'm just so blessed to have been able to start my journey around the same time you had started yours. And I'm looking at your, how far you've come, and I'm looking at where I am now, and just like, wow. And it's so much more to go. But guess what? We never quit. And that's the message that I want to give everyone. You have to be consistent. I have cried many days. I know you, Delisa, have shed some tears. It didn't happen fast enough. People promised you things that they never delivered. People said they was going to help you, and then they wanted to try to use you. I mean, you go through all of this that would literally want you to just quit and just don't even want to look at, because you begin to mistrust. You begin to question yourself. Is this God? Is it me? Or is this just a hobby? Is this my life? I mean, who am I? Am I, you know, like you were saying, you went back to your job. You attempted or whatever to go back to your job, but yet he brought you right back to what was destined for you. And that's the same thing with me. You're tempted to try to go back to what's familiar, because the pressure of being able, having to take care of yourself, of your children, just life. And you just be like, well, I got to do something. But then God is like, well, when are you going to trust me? Because through it all, you got to trust me. You know, and I just I'm so glad that, you know, I can relate to you with that. And so you have evolved in all of these different skills and things. And so now you're actually, what I've learned about you, and maybe people don't know, you've been featured in magazines.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so awesome.
Yeah. And one thing I would like to mention is sometimes people need to ask themselves, is your fear bigger than your faith? A lot of people walk in fear. They're like, I'm scared to do this. I'm scared because I might lose it all. But I think, you know, there's also, you do have to be practical about things, but a lot of times you just have to go on faith. Like, that puts it in my head. It keeps nagging me. It keeps going in your head over and over again. This must be something that I need to work on or pursue. And I think a lot of people use their fear to not walk in faith.
That's a good point. Well, two scriptures came to mind when you said that. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So he's given us power and a sound mind. So we have the power to achieve whatever may seem impossible. We have the power within us to achieve whatever he puts before us. And we should have a sound mind because he gave it to us to have peace that passes all understanding. And so that's a good point. And then you also said, what was the last thing you said? Because the scripture got to come back to me, Delisa. What was that again?
I'm just pursuing and walking
the
in faith.
Your faith. Yeah, with the faith. Faith without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if he puts something before you and you're not operating in faith, but you're choosing to do fear, which one do you think is going to please him? He says without faith, it's impossible to please him. So as long as we got faith and we're pleasing him just with faith in him, you know, then he's going to keep on developing us, keep on maturing us, keep on presenting opportunities, keep on ushering us the doors of new beginnings, increase and expansion. So I think that's a very good point, and people need to grab that. It's not a season to be afraid. It's a season to pursue. You need to be in pursuit to win. You need to be in pursuit to finish your race, to win the race. You have to be in pursuit because people are waiting. And so, yeah, that. And so with the magazines and with all of that, are you excited about where this is going? And what more can we expect from you, Delisa?
I definitely want to travel more. I want to go to different cities and photograph different people, different countries, everything. That's definitely something that's in the works for this year. I'm also in the future, will be doing a couple, I'm going to start a YouTube channel just talking about the day in the life of being a creative person and just talking and then teaching people how to photograph and things that I had to learn on my own and I couldn't really ask anybody. So I'm going to definitely start a YouTube channel. And also, by summertime or at least by fall, I will have my own fashion magazine and definitely featuring other photographers and artists as well.
Woo-wee, Delisa, you are on fire in 2016. Woo-hoo. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited for you, girl. You got the plan laid out. God is doing it big. Now, if that don't motivate somebody, I don't know what will, because I'm telling you, she told you the humble beginnings until now where we are. So you cannot miss this ride, y'all. You got to get on because it's something for everybody. He's pouring out on all of us. So wherever you are, expect more. So Delisa, how can people get in touch with you? I know you mentioned about the YouTube. I'm excited about that. Your own fashion magazine. All of this stuff is just like I'm eating it up. Please give the people information. If you got any specials coming up, can you tell us more about how you can be contacted for photography? What's your date availability? Please let us know.
Yes, anyone can contact me at lisacarroll.com, which is DelisaCarroll. You can also follow me on Twitter and as well as Instagram. And you can also email me at DelisaCarrollPhotography@gmail.com. My YouTube channel is also Delisa Carroll. So everything is pretty much Delisa Carroll. You can't miss it, but you can definitely reach me out in any of those outlets.
I am so excited. I love the name Delisa Carroll. It's so fly and so fashionable and so, oh, I just love it. Delisa, so is there anything that people need to know about as far as your photography sessions? What does that include? Before we close out, I want them to know the package and what kind of photography are you doing in 2016?
Yes, I'm mainly a portrait photographer, but I also do weddings. One thing that's very unique about the photography that I do a whole beauty session. And what that includes is hair, makeup, and you can also include wardrobe. So I have a whole full team of female artists. And so you'll get dolled up, you'll be glammed up. And I always tell people, if you're going to go through one of those portrait sessions, make sure you have a night out because you're going to look gorgeous.
You're doing me on my birthday, so you know I have got to plan something going on for that day. Yes. I'm so excited. I cannot wait, Delisa. I always have a great time with you. You make us feel so beautiful and so professional. I end up feeling just like I'm a supermodel. And I'm so glad just for you being just my friend, my photographer, and I just look for even more great things from you. Just keep on pressing. And keep on encouraging people and motivating them. You're just such an inspiration, and I truly love you.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're so welcome. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Hurry. Thank you.
You're so Bye. Welcome. And so now we welcome Joe is on the line with us. He's a celebrity consultant.
Hello?
Hello there, Joe. How are you?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Welcome. We just had Delisa on the line, and so we're so excited that she's had joined us. So here you are. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And we want to know a little bit about this consultant, celebrity consultant. If somebody wanted to become a celebrity consultant, what exactly does that mean?
Okay. Dr. Prince says, we have a company, International Talent Producers and White Film Promoters out of Jacksonville, Florida. And right now, we're involved in a project that we are doing called the Zora Festival. The Zora Festival, this is their 27th year, and it's going to be held in Orlando, Florida, in a small black city called Eatonville. And Eatonville has been around since the Civil War. It is Zora Neale Hurston. And
okay.
Being the 27th year, this festival will begin coming up in January the 23rd through January the 31st of this year. And it is an art festival. And it's been here for many years, and it was inspired by Zora Neale Hurston. We will begin on Saturday, January the 23rd, with a big dinner and a lot of celebrity artists, and it will continue through the 31st, like I said.
Wow. Well, I'm super excited for all my Orlando, Florida listeners. You already know what's going on, and it's all throughout the metropolitan area, all throughout Florida, the state of Florida. People come from all over. I am told that it is an event that is remembered for days after and months after, and they still talk about it and look forward to it the next year. And you guys have different artists, and that keeps it fresh, which is very exciting. And I'm excited because I was invited to be a part of Zora. Who are all the guests for this, for Saturday and Sunday? I think you got, can you give us a breakdown of the schedule? That's what we want to know.
Okay, the schedule, like on the 23rd, we will have that dinner. And we get back into the activities on Thursday, January the 28th. And we have a Zora Cosmo mobile tour, and that's going to be limited seating. And on that Friday, which is the 29th, we will have the children's show and a lot of imposios, you know. And we will have Dr. Clifford Hurston Jr., who's the nephew of Zora, and he will be there. And then we have the academic conference. Also on that Friday, which public talks by different scholars, and one of the scholars is Dr. Ruth T. Sheffy. She's the founder of the Zora Houston Hurston Society, and this is now at Morgan State University. And then we have Dr. Cheryl Ball, who is a preeminent Hurston scholar, Rutgers University, and then we have the scholars selected from those who responded to a call for academic paper. And then it moved on to a party and brunch that Saturday, which is January the 30th. And we will have good food, good fellowship, and good fun. And on the same day, we will have the concert which features the renowned world R&B group, the Isley Brothers. The Isley Brothers, and outside of the Isley Brothers, we will have a young group called Avant, and it's going to be full of a lot of activities. And on the 31st, that Sunday will be the gospel show. And the gospel show will feature Hezekiah Walk, and everybody knows Hezekiah, and also Martha Manetti. So it's a lot of fun.
And who else? And who else?
And then we're going to have Dr. Gina Prince. Dr. Gina Prince will be opening up for the gospel activities with a big prayer and the presentation of her book. And you've spoken about your book many times on your show. So it's just going to be full of a lot of activities.
Well, I'm super excited because this is actually my very first major event. And I'm just very excited and honored for the opportunity to be a part of it. It's just amazing. I was so excited to hear about it, Azura, and how, you know, what they're, you know, representing and standing for and what they're encouraging throughout the communities in the state of Florida. And that's just the whole thing, literacy and reading. And I love how it's all about, you know, the communities, and it's just a great event, and I'm very excited about it. My son will be joining me, so he will partake in the Friday's event for the kids, and you know I'm going to have to get a little two-step with the Isley Brothers, but I'm going to get my rest because I want to be on point for Jesus on Sunday, so I'm very excited. So you got all of you who are in the Florida area, surrounding areas, Georgia, Savannah, etc., if you are in those areas, please consider coming out to the Zora event. It's a huge event. Again, it's annually. This is the 27th year, and I'm just so glad to be a part of it and to witness it myself. I'm just in awe with my Martha Manetti and Hezekiah Walker. This is a great event. So I think Joe said that he had some surprises, some giveaways for that. And I want to just say that it's 4 tickets for the event if you are in the area, but you have to be the first email that I get at drginarprince@gmail.com by noon. If you are the first email that I get saying, hey, Dr. Gina, that's all you got to say. Hey, Dr. Gina. At by noon, the first email I get at noon will get the 4 free tickets. And what are these tickets consisting of for the conference of Zora, Joe?
The 4 tickets will be available for the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows. That's the gospel event on Sunday, the Isley Brothers show on that Saturday, and Friday the children's show. So these tickets will be for 3 days of the Zora Festival, okay?
Wow. Now, you can't beat that. Again, you know, Dr. Gina's radio chat is heard all over the nation, all over the world. So I know somebody is going to, my email is going to be blowing up because people want to go to this event. And I wouldn't want to miss it. Again, he's giving 2 tickets for the Isley Brothers, right? 2 tickets for the gospel. That means you got a whole weekend of fun. I wouldn't want to miss that if I were you. Well, thank you so much again for the invitation, Joe. I also want to just briefly, because we're getting ready to move on, and I wanted to know if you would be a part of when our next guest come on. Would you stay on with us?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so what I want to know is about the, I think I heard through the grapevine something going on with Michael Jackson. What's going on with Michael Jackson?
That's the Invisible Ticket Show that will go on tour in 8 cities in the United States, starting in Richmond, Virginia, the first week in February, and ending in Columbia, South Carolina, the Township Auditorium, on the 27th of November. The cities are, other cities are Norfolk, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, and and Washington, D.C. at the Warner Theater on the 19th of February. So that's going on now, and it's going to be an exciting tribute film. 2 guys masquerading as Michael Jackson, singing like Michael Jackson, some of the dancers from the original tour,
and it's just going to be a great show.
Well, all right. You want to keep your ears posted to those radio commercials, those television commercials, so you can be a part of the Michael Jackson tribute. I'm so excited about that. I'm definitely going to be in the house. And we just thank you so much, Joe, for being on with us.
Thank you, Dr. Prince.
Stay on with us, though.
I will.
Hey, yo, what's up? Hey, yo, what's happening? It's the big homie, Life Jennings right here, man. And listen, you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. So whatever else you chatting about, put that chat on pause, man, and turn this chat right here up, man. Dr. Gina, Life Jennings. Yeah.
I'm here, sweetie. How are you?
I'm so fantastic. Oh, my goodness. Angie Stone. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. We got Joe on with us, but he's just going to be listening because it's all about you right now. I am so blessed to have you on the show, and I'm super excited about your new project and your dream and the hit single, Two Bad Habits. Woo, girl, let me tell you this first and foremost. Angie, you look so good, girl. That video, that dress, your hair, your make, I said, woo-wee, Angie is doing it in 2016.
Well, Dr. Gina, first let me congratulate you. Shout out to Joe. Happy New Year to everybody. I'm overjoyed that you're impressed with the work. I'm grateful, and I'm humbled. As you very well know, to whom much is given, much is required. And with our lives being so lined up at this particular time, I just have to say thank you, and thank you again in advance.
Well, you know what, we're iron sharpening iron, Angie. And you know what, I was thinking on the ride, dropping my son off today, it's just, we all need to just help each other. It's just about when we had our conversation yesterday, that's what we need the most, is to be able to encourage and uplift and support and just stand in the gap for each other. And that's what makes success for every one of us with creativity, rather singing, writing, you know, being a chef, whatever it is, it's all for the glory of God and for his kingdom. So I want to know more about the project. I know everybody is so excited about it. I'm hearing people singing Two Bad Habits in the elevator, in the streets, at the store. I mean, it's just a wonderful project. And I want to know what came about the project. How did the new project come about?
Well, the new project Dream came about because I'd gotten to a place where I was ready to throw in a towel, and God said not so. He sent me a helper by the name of Walter Millsap. This is Angie, I got to just don't give up, don't quit. I, you know, was reluctant to record. I really wasn't sure if it's what I wanted to do. But once I got going, I was knocking out two songs a night. Project took about 4 weeks total. Done, and boom, it was out. Stevie Wonder heard the album, went bananas. And that was our green light to keep it moving. As a result, Two Bad Habits has come in at number three top. Song in the country, as well as we've had a number one slot already. We're currently number 20 on the charts with the album. This has been an amazing turnaround for my career. As you very well know, having been an artist on Jay Records and so on and so forth, you know, my plate was very full, and I think that the industry is, you know, it can be a hot 1 minute and cold the next. So very seldom you're just hot, hot. You know, the ones that do that are called Beyonce and, you know, those yeah. kind of folks. So I'm just grateful to be still at 37 years in the business, still relevant.
Well, Angie, we're so happy that you keep pushing out projects through all the pain or whatever. You are truly blessing many people. And ever since you've been in the business, I can tell you your lyrics have been such an encouragement and inspiration to our community and just abroad. So I'm telling you, I'm so glad that you followed the leading of the Lord and allowed him to encourage you and push you into that direction. And you know, many times he's always said to me, out of your pain, many will be blessed. And I just see a lot of that with a lot of his daughters and just people in general. Whatever we're going through is always something to help free up others. And you have truly been a vessel for that. And I'm so glad that you shared with us your charting information, because that's something to celebrate. And that's what we want to do today with you, is celebrate on Dr. Gina's radio chat about your project Dream. And also with these hits, I was looking at your playlist and looking at all of the songs on your CD, and I love this Clothes Don't Make a Man, Begin Again, Magnet, Dream. These are some wonderful titles, and if you haven't gotten her CD, you need to go and get it immediately. I also want to tell the listeners, are you planning any tour dates coming up, Angie?
Yes, I'm actually currently being booked. I have about 20 dates lined up. 2016 is going to be a very interesting year. But Black History Month, I'm trying to do something different. I haven't locked into any particular shows. There may be something that comes along for Valentine's Day, but my focus is on Black men in prison and going to some prison institutions, and not only just ministering through spoken word and song, but just giving them an outlet of entertainment that they've been deprived of. And some of the men in jail have been wrongfully placed there. So it's in the process right now of us getting the thumbs up for a few prisons that I can go through and entertain to.
Oh, my goodness. That is so amazing and so much needed. I mean, we can definitely appreciate your efforts for doing that and actually making that happen, because it's so needed. I know that it's a lot of people, a lot of families that have men, uncles, cousins, brothers, daddies in prison now, wrongfully or even just like over-exaggerated bit times. And so, you right. know, it's just such an inspiration to be able to do that. And I know they're going to love you and really, really receive you there. Is there anything, because I don't want to hold you up, but I so appreciate the time that you've spent with us. Is there anything, because it seems like the topic of today has been don't give up in 2016. And we're just to motivate people to just really stay on course, not really starting something and, you know, giving up later, but just to finish the race. Is there anything you want to leave, Angie, with the listeners, some words of encouragement and inspiration?
Yes. I would just like to say that in my journey throughout my career, I've run into some brick walls. I've been sideswiped. I've been cut down, and I use those words because as transparent as I am, sometimes I have to make it obvious. Sometimes you'll get sick. Sometimes you don't feel like going to work. Sometimes a headache might intervene, but it's only the enemy trying to block your destiny. I'm here to tell you that whenever it's hard, I have a slogan that says, it's hardest for the smartest. Whenever it is that hard and it seems like your goal is impossible, it is because the mission that God has you on is something so extra special that you have to see it through, because your reward at the end of your race is greater than your ladder. So I just want you to know, never give up. As much as I have wanted to give up, I tell people all the time, my T-shirts will say dream big on the front, but on the back, I don't make a move without the pouring footprints, because I believe that when we don't have the strength, God has the strength to carry us the rest of the way.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Angie, thank you so much. Again, if you all have been listening or if you missed the name, the title of her project is called Dream, the hit single, Two Bad Habits. You got to go get it. You got to go get it. Look for all of these tour opportunities in 2016. We're going to be seeing so much more from you. You are such an asset, and we just appreciate you. We are so blessed by you. You have been continually giving us your greatest and greatness and your excellence. And we just appreciate you, Angie. Thank you so much for all you do. And never give up. I'm going to be praying for you. Always. We're going to hold each other up. We never going to give up, because I've shared some tears too, but we're going to keep each other lifted. Right, sis?
All right. You know it, Dr. Jean, and I'm going to be listening out for you and promoting you as well. Anybody that want to reach me can get on The Angie Stone, which is my social media handle for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you guys. And Dr. Gina, hold it down. Congrats again.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless. Well, as you all know, this has just been an amazing show. I don't even know what else to say. It's so amazing because even though God will give me the format of the show, I could never, ever, ever plan for it to just fall into place the way it has. I hope you all have been motivated and encouraged, inspired just by everything that you've heard today. I'm so excited for you all in your journey. I'm so excited of what God has placed inside of you. Again, I always say this, I need what you have. And not only do I need it, but as long as I'm in place, the people that God has allotted or has assigned to me to encourage, they need you too. So we all got to do what we're supposed to do. And again, don't walk in fear, walk by faith. These are some key elements in your walk. Don't make a New Year's resolution. It's not about New Year's. It's about being obedient to God. Be determined this year to be obedient to God. And no matter what your struggles are, as you have heard from all of us, we have all gone through struggles. We have all have shed some tears. We've all wanted to give up. Even Joe, he's been in the business for so long. He's wanted to quit, and he's had his own obstacles too. But you, just to say this, no one is exempt. That's when the fire happens. When you are in fire, you are coming out as gold. So I just definitely want you to be encouraged and motivated by today's show. Remember, whoever the first person is to email me at drginarprince@gmail.com. That is Dr. drginarprince@gmail.com by noon. At noon, the first person that says, "Hey, Dr. Gina, you're going to get those four tickets." All four tickets. You got two tickets for the Isley Brothers and two tickets for Martha Menezi and Hezekiah Walker. And I'm going to be there. You get to meet me too. So I'm very excited about that. Zora event, Orlando, Florida, January 23rd, all the way through the 30th or the 31st. I believe the 31st. That Sunday, be there. All surrounding areas, Georgia, Florida, we calling you to come on out again and support Zora. And please be on the lookout for the Michael Jackson tribute. I'm excited about that. I know a lot of Michael Jackson fans, they're going to be ready for it. They're going to be advertising this on TV, on radio, so you're not going to miss it. It's coming to a city near you. As Joe has mentioned, some of the few cities that it's coming to, please be on the lookout for that. Don't forget about it. Woo-wee. This has been an awesome first show in 2016. I don't know what to say, but all I can say is thank you, Jesus. If you're not motivated again, I don't know what to tell you. This has been the meat and potatoes, and it's only going to get greater. I'm super excited about the next show, which is going to be on the 23rd. We're going to have Shay Hill. She is, oh my goodness, the bomb hairstylist. I cannot wait, out of St. Louis. She's going to be joining us. And guess what? I'm going to have another surprise guest. I'm not going to tell you. Shh. I'm going to keep it on the hush, just like I did with Angie. But you're going to get more, more, more. And also, I'm not on the 23rd. I'm sorry, on the 20th. And also, you're going to be encouraged and motivated to start your business with the first step of the year with Dr. Pamela Lou Hing. I'm so excited to have these people, these women, these bold soldiers on the show. Remember, Dr. Gina R. Prince, please tell your friends, tell everybody about it, because you don't want them to miss it. Can't keep it all to yourself. You got to share the love with everybody, because we're getting bigger, we're growing, we're reaching more. It's all about kingdom building. And so the words of the day that I live by is live healthy, live whole, live in destiny. I'm loving you, Dr. Gina.
Remember, God wants excellence from us. You can't achieve excellence unless you first excel. Please join us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat every other Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Until next time, loving you.